Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
As much as what would be the Super Bowl matchups that we would like, I'll definitely be rooting for the Bills, but I don't think there's a bad matchup to be had in the AFC. Whoever's in the Super Bowl in the AFC should be a good matchup. And I understand the intrigue of Philadelphia, and I know I've gotten a lot of flack from my friends and family. Nobody wants to talk to me. That rooting is a strong word, but I'd rather see Philadelphia win the game than Washington because of the ramifications on what that means for Washington and Jaden Daniels. If Jaden Daniels is ready to win this game, if he's going to go on the road, and I know how many defensive players were out, that's half of you are Jet fans trying to justify the hire, the other half are just, you know, haters of, you know, the idea of drafting a quarterback and changing everything. I don't know why that upsets everybody's sensibility. People get really upset if you start saying, hey, the quarterback changed everything. It wasn't just a quarterback. They got a new owner and a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator. They had like seven different players on defense. It's completely, they brought in Austin Eckler. Wasn't just the quarterback, yeah, fatso. All right, wasn't the quarterback. But as much as I'll be pulling, I guess, I hate saying that, but as much as I guess I'd rather see the Eagles win, I don't think, and this is all goes back to my love and desperation for the quarterback, you tell me right now, what's more sexy? Like, honestly, what more, I don't care. Like, forget all that stuff. Forget what you'd rather see as a Giant fan, NFC, whatever. What's more sexy, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes versus the rookie quarterback who just went in on the road and beat the one seed, went on the road and beat the two seed in the NFC championship game, the big bad Philadelphia Eagles with the best roster in the NFC and best team, best run franchise in recent memory and all that, beat an offense that or an offense that isn't working led by their defense and Saquon Barkley? And this isn't a Giant hate. I don't care about Saquon Barkley playing in the Super Bowl. I don't. This is just straight up. It's about quarterback matchups. And if the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels pull off all these upsets and go from second pick in the draft last year and four wins and find themselves in the Super Bowl, Jaden Daniels is the next big thing in the NFL. And he could be taking on Patrick Mahomes. That dichotomy of the standard versus the young rookie, that would be an incredible amount of hype. Now, which one would make the better game? I'd have to give Washington a hell of a lot more credit if they beat the Eagles and think they could stand up in the game. But no, do I think the Eagles are probably the better team and would give you the better Super Bowl against the Patrick Mahomes or against a Josh Allen? Sure. But the Jaden Daniels would make the Super Bowl so much more intriguing, so much more sexy. And the idea of either way, because the Super Bowl with Josh Allen in it is the culmination of Josh Allen. That's what it is. That's what the Super Bowl becomes. The Super Bowl becomes he got past his nemesis. He got past the great Patrick Mahomes and the great Kansas City Chiefs. He ended the three-peat. Now it is time for the ascension of the young, great quarterback who's been great for years but couldn't get over that hump, had a lead with 18 seconds left and couldn't get it done. Had them at home last year, couldn't get it done. Had the lesser team this year. They were in cap hell to start the year, had to jettison defensive players. They were going to have a down year. He's got no other offensive weapons, and he's got them to this point. And despite all of that, won another division, got a two seed, went on the road and beat the Giant. Took down Goliath. And here he is to have his coronation on top of the NFL. And here's this upstart quarterback who took a know-nothing team and a know-nothing franchise that got beat by Daniel Jones twice a year. And he takes them into the Super Bowl with the prospect of him being the one to keep the trophy from Josh Allen or to stop the three-peat either way. Like, that is the absolute that to me, that's the best Super Bowl. I can't tell you which one's the best game that'll be played, because I'll probably tell you Philadelphia has a better chance of winning the football game and keeping it close. I mean, my opinion on that today might change if we watch the NFC Championship game and it goes the other way. But as far as just hype and storylines, I don't think there's a better storyline than it's got to be the Commanders. That's the storyline. But I suppose I'll be rooting against it.